Hi, Tribe. On this week's episode, we are discussing manifestation masturbation,
side chicks and how many men have them,
that Plies, the rapper, is fucking smart,
exploring hierarchy in ethical non-monogamous relationships,
and an anal alleyway hoary you don't want to miss. Enjoy. Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
And it's Wednesday.
How are you doing, dear?
I'm good. It's hot outside. My daughter is home from school because she's sick. And I was definitely going to try to force her to go to school. Like the good, bad mom I am. But she really couldn't breathe. So I had to just say, fine.
No, she couldn't breathe.
She's very stuffy. There's like a lot of fires happening right now in California, specifically in the valley. And so there's a lot of smoke in the air. And me and my daughter just have the worst allergies. So she's suffering a bit. So I'm good, though. How are you?
I'm good. I felt a lot of guilt this morning. I was trying to wake up Luna for school. She just would not wake up, like literally dead bodied, limp, like not responding. And I know it's our fault. Like me and Erica do this. We've been doing this for 3 years, but I guess now that she's about to be in first grade, like the guilt is overwhelming because first of all, I get in trouble when she misses school. I get in trouble when she's late to school. They're like going to send me to jail for sure. And so this morning I was like, it's my fault. Like my child went to sleep at 11:30 last night because I left Erica's at like 10 and she went to bed because her mother prioritizes podcasting over a school night. So I've been meaning to talk to you. We're going to have to put an end to this because I'm not going to go to jail over too many missed absences and tardies. And then I'm like coaching my daughter to lie. I'm like, tell them you had a dentist appointment. She's like, but I didn't. I'm like, just say you had a dentist appointment. So I had to coach myself this morning. Like I let her sleep in because she wouldn't wake up and I just lay there and I was like, it's okay. You're her mom. They can't tell you what to do. And then I was just like channeling Erica. Like it's not, I just made the decision that she wasn't going to go. I'm like, she's just going to be late. I'm just going to lie about it and it's fine. I'm going to write a note and no one can tell me shit. Like I get so much anxiety about things that are not in my control. And I'm just like, are you alive? Yes, you are. So that's all that matters. So I'm just, we need to stop having late night ass fucking podcasting meetings that don't end till 11 on school nights. And B, if anyone else is experiencing guilt or anxiety from shit that's out of their control, this is your weekly sign to let that shit go.
Amen. Amen. I agree. I mean, my daughter went to bed late. I mean, obviously you were here, so she went to bed promptly after you left. But yeah. Can't. Those days are done. Those days are done. Shall we pull a card?
Yes, we shall.
Maybe the cards will tell us what's in our future as far as better structure for our children.
Please, God, give us the answers. I'm really excited because one of our listeners who is so fucking kind and probably so annoyed of us hearing us bitch about our other deck that we don't like, we got a beautiful new deck in the mail and it's called The Tarot of Bohemian Secrets.
Ooh.
And it's all done, like, it's all photography and it's all, like, black images. They photographed it in Haiti and they used, like, just things that they could find and, like, locals. And it's so beautiful and it gives such a good in-depth understanding of each card and like the origin of tarot. So I'm really excited to like really get into my witchiness with this new deck. But the first card that we've picked in our new deck is Page of Swords. In this deck, it's the Page of Machetes, but in the regular deck, it's the Page of Swords. So the meaning of the Page of Swords or Machetes. The gifts are care, courage, severity, curiosity, communication, inspiration, and mental agility. The challenges are malevolence, cruelty, mental instability, or intellectual immaturity, failure to recognize facts, aggression, and destruction. You are very eager to execute an idea that you have been having. You are very eager to execute an idea that you have been having or someone else shared with you. You're quite passionate about it, and you cannot wait to share the progress with others. It is time to be talkative. Open up and talk about these ideas constructively.
Maybe we're supposed to be revealing to the people. You know, we did just sign we are about to sign this very important contract. Probably this week. And
this may be the biggest contract of our professional podcasting for careers thus far. Exactly.
And so maybe it's just getting in anticipation with sharing with the tribe and the community about what we have been working on and what we are going to be continuing to work on over the next few months. And then releasing our baby to the world.
This deck is really cool because it kind of talks about which each card means. And so, you know, there's cups, there's pentacles, there's machetes, there's brooms. I think it's called something else in a different deck. But basically it says that for swords or machetes, it's how does my shadow side manifest itself in my mind? So this card reveals how the suppression controls your mind. Look at the challenges this card brings. So I guess it's dealing with your shadow side and the things that maybe you don't talk about, you don't reveal, and what you suppress and how that controls your mind. So cups are also like how your emotions manifest. Pentacles are also how your shadow side manifests in material concerns like money. So we're about to be witches real soon with this new book.
How are you other than Luna not going to sleep and or going to sleep too late and all the other life stuffs?
You know, I'm just taking it one day at a time. I'm reminding myself that it's just one step at a time. And also I'm really trying to prioritize my gratefulness and my gratitude. We are about to sign a very, 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 very big contract. And, you know, like even with other shit going on in my life, I have to keep remembering like, bitch, your dreams are coming true. Like everything else can fall at the wayside. You know, not everything else, obviously, like everything's in motion, but it's so easy to get caught up on the things that are like not that big of a deal. And I just don't want to die one day and like my life flash before my eyes. And I'm like, damn, bitch, you was so stressed about the fucking shit that really didn't matter. Fuck Spectrum. You know,
like you're doing like the budgetista said, you might need to write Spectrum a cease and desist. Okay.
No, I'm gonna pay them. I'm just like, stop calling me though, you know. It's just, you know, keeping things in perspective. I get so caught up on just things that like eat away at me. I really get like in my body, my stomach turns like butterflies when things are not perfect. But things are never going to be perfect, but also they kind of are perfect. Like things are really, we have manifested a shit ton of things that are actually happening. And we're about to go on a trip. We're about to go on a multitude of trips this summer. As you know, we are some summer vacation taking bitches. And this is our season. Last year, we weren't really able to thrive in their vacation state of mind like we wanted to. But just being grateful and prioritizing my gratefulness and that I'm my health and that I'm in a good position and whatever I don't like, I am free to work on every day, every second.
Amen. You are.
What's going on with you? How are you?
I'm good. This weekend we got together with our friends and I really fucking needed that. Like, I don't know. It's been a minute since I have sat down at and had brunch and brunched with friends. And I just remember that bitches really do fucking love brunch. I fucking love brunch. I miss brunch. Like I've never needed brunch so bad. And, you know, prior to this brunch, I had been feeling very overwhelmed. I've been stressed. Me and Jamila have like a few like different projects that we're working on outside of the podcast. And they're really stretching us and like asking a lot of us and like tapping into things that like we aren't necessarily experts at, but we've had to become like fast experts in. And so I've been really kind of stressed about that. And I just been stressed basically. When I get stressed, I'm like crazy. I'm just not like a really great person. And I don't mean to be. I'm like short with people. I'm like, I don't have patience. So I text my friends that I was like, hey guys, please come fill my cup. Can we all fill each other's cups? Can we all just get together, please, and just like go eat and not talk about work, even though, of course, I ended up talking about work because I needed to actually solicit my tribe on some serious ideas that me and Mila have going on, and we needed their expert opinions. But ever since the weekend, I've been feeling so much better because I felt like I was not in a great place. But other than that, I've been feeling, aside from work stresses, life has been pretty good. Like I'm still in my TikToks. It is now week 3 of the May TikToks. For those that have been joining me on the journey, I just actually added Slack to our Patreon. So now the whole tribe can kind of talk and can talk amongst each other, which is really exciting. So if you guys are on Patreon, make sure you go check out the Slack link that I posted so that you guys can join the conversation. But I'm just really excited too because I'm not fucking and I feel good. And like one of my niggas is like kind of like falling off the wayside and I'm okay with that. I'm totally cool with that. Like, because I have no soul attachment to him. My pussy is not attached. Like, and the thing is like, I knew if we had sex, like it was going to be bomb. Like, I know the dick is good. I know the connection is there for sure. But there's a lot of other things that are not aligned. And I'm so glad that I didn't cross that line because a bitch would be fucking confused right now, wasting my time thinking about this nigga when I have like 400,000 other things I have to think about. So I feel grateful that like I've continued on this journey. And I'm also grateful that our girl Samaya is going to be joining us this weekend. If you guys don't know who Sexual Essential is, you guys definitely have to check her out. She is a hands-on sex educator. She's just the shit. Like, I think I've talked about her. I talk about her all the time. She does courses, these amazing virtual Zoom classes where women are learning how to masturbate, learning how to suck dick, learning how to ride dick, and like really learning. That's all I have to say. It's just really learning. That's all I'm going to say about that.
She's a gift to the world. Like she's fulfilling her purpose in like sending everyone knowledge, like all the sex knowledge that they need. I can't be happier about the work that she's done.
Our patrons who are joining us on the TikToks, a masturbation manifestation course, which I guess is a course that she had originally taught on her Patreon for a while, but then she retired that course and now she's bringing it back specifically, especially for us. And manifestation and masturbation is such a powerful tool and something that I've used over the last year and I've seen results. I actually used it the other day and I like hadn't done it probably in a few months, but I was like, you know what, let me just stop being so horny and thinking about niggas and bitches all the time and think about my goals real quick while I get there. And the tool is just so powerful. It also just feels, it's a different type of release when you come. I don't really know how to describe it. Like I really, it's a little bit of that, but it's more so like when I come and I'm like thinking about sex, I'm like exhausted after, like I'm tired. I'm like, that's how I put myself to bed. You know, but when I do that and I think about like my goals or something specific that I'm manifesting, I feel like awake afterwards. Like I feel activated and like motivated, which is why usually I try to do that like midday, not at night, because the bitch needs to go to bed. But yeah, I'm just really excited for Samaya to come and teach the tribe on Thursday all about that. So if you guys are interested, just click the link in our bio and join the TikToks challenge. You don't actually have to TikToks to be a part of this TikToks either. We're having so many amazing conversations with women that I don't even know if all of them are abstaining from sex, but it's just a necessary conversations that we're having every Thursday night on Zoom. And I kind of like want to keep it going forever. Like I really...
I know. I feel like I need it. I really do. I, you know, I can't lie. I haven't been abstaining from sex. because I've been going to the meetings, this so much feels like AA. Because I've been going to the meetings, it's highlighted so much of like how much good sex can confuse you and cloud you. And like, it really does infiltrate your feelings. And then we even discussed about how women release more serotonin during sex than men do. And it just like, it does attribute to like how we, you know, men always say women are getting clingy or we get emotionally in tied to men after we have sex. It's true. You know, like I can just being able to talk to my tribe and hear what they're going through and hear their experiences while I'm like literally doing, getting dumber by the second each fuck. It's definitely empowered me because Lord knows I'm a slow learner. And I love connecting with our tribe. And it's such proof that like, obviously we podcast every week and we put our business on the internet, but it's so nice to be able to hear from everybody else, you know, like it's a two-way conversation or like a 400-way conversation really. And I'm just like, I feel so every time I'm like taking notes, it's like Bible study. You know, you go to church on Sunday, but during the week, you need the Bible study to keep you going. You know, like you get the episode on Wednesday, but you need the Bible study on Wednesday to really dig in so you can really talk about the scriptures. So I don't want it to end.
Listen to you guys, you know, like I know sometimes you guys are, we've heard, like I always hear people say, like when they're listening to us, like it feels like, you know, like they're talking to their girlfriends and stuff, but like we can't hear you. So it's nice to like hear you. Like, so I don't know. I'm just, I love that we are able to talk to people in the virtual human and see faces and like mouths move and like, you know, put a face to a name or an Instagram handle, you know, it's kind of cool. So anyway, other than that, I'm pretty good. My other lover that I went on my secret vacation with.
Well, can you like we haven't named our bays and we haven't named our bays in a long time. We've been like, I feel like ever since we got those boyfriends, we haven't come back to our bays, but we've been single for some time now. We obviously denounced the boyfriend thing. That didn't work for us. So like, are you going to give your bays name? I really need you to give more detail. You're like living a dream right now somewhat. And you're just really,
what am I going to call him? I don't know. I don't want to give the other one a bae. He's not a bae. He doesn't qualify as, he's not bae worthy.
Which one are you talking about?
And I'm going to call him fine ass bae. So fine ass bae. He's amazing. Like there's just like,
he is fine.
Friend, you know, like because of practice, because I've practiced a lot of expectation in relationships. It's taken time, you know, like it started off with Happy Bay and then like it went on like, and then after Happy Bay, I don't know, what are there other bays I had? I can't even remember all the bays. Happy Bay, Trembling Lip. No, started off with Trembling Lip Bay. It started with Trembling Lip Bay.
Happy Bay.
Okay, that was Broke Bay. Broke Bay was like episode one or two.
No, there was a car bay. He was the first bay, the dirty car bay.
Yeah. It didn't start with
Broke
him.
Bay.
It started with Trembling Lip Bay, who was the guy that I went to Ibiza with and that lives here. And like we were just practicing being like radically honest with one another about like what we were doing, like who we were dating. And then he ended up leaving me for like a white girl and I was pissed and I was really hurt because I couldn't believe that this African man was leaving me for a blonde white woman. Pissed.
Believe it, baby.
We're still friends now. And yeah, he's not with that white woman anymore. He's with another white woman. But, you know, I had to accept like he's just, that's his thing.
That's on brand for him.
Very on brand for him. And then Happy Bay came along and was like, I love you, but I don't want to like, I can't be in a monogamous relationship. And so, you know, I got to practice that. I got to feel a lot of things because I fell deeply in love with him and like got my feelings hurt, but also couldn't really be hurt because he told me what his boundaries were up front. And then proceeded to be probably a hoe for the summertime and, you know, exert my I'm non-monogamous, wave my non-monogamous flag and I can do whatever the fuck I want to do flag. And then Short Bay came along. I don't think I ever talked about Short Bay. And actually Short Bay, someone called me about Short Bay today. Someone called me at fucking 9 a.m. with some tea on Short Bay, okay? I was like, nigga, I ain't got time.
What do you mean someone called you about it?
That Short Bay is in my friend's DMs, and she knows that he knows that we know each other. And I said, that's because me and Short Bay are not, like, that's not the relationship we had. There's no tea. It's fine. Go ahead. Do your thing. And that's too, that, like, for me, like, I used to be, like, possessive and jealous, you know? And for, like, having that conversation at 9 a.m. about a nigga that I, you know, we're cool. But I'm not, go do what you do. Be free, my love, both of you, you know? And so now that I'm here with Fine-Ass Bae, who's non-monogamous as well, and, but, like, non-monogamy is not what, and for me and him is the same. It's not like I want to be fucking everyone. It's just like I just set this expectation here because at least if we start here, then like no one's going to get hurt. It doesn't mean that I want to be fucking everyone. I very well may only be sleeping with you for a long period of time, for years, maybe forever. But if we have this understanding and this conversation, this ongoing conversation, then it really eliminates the possibility of people getting hurt and having these stupid ass expectations of like, this pussy is only for you and this dick is only for me. And so I don't have that expectation with Fine-Ass Bae, and it's going great. Like, I'm enjoying him, and he's awesome, and he's so fucking fine. So fine. So yeah, there's that. So I'm feeling really good about my relationships. I'm in a good place when it comes to like how I'm navigating my relationships and the people that I'm attracting and the people that I'm meeting, attracting initially, and then being like, no, thank you. I'm good. Thank you. And honestly, even this person that I'm saying no thank you to, I appreciate him because I've attracted someone that can be honest about the fact that he's not where he's supposed to be at. You know, like he told me, like, I hurt people. And I was like, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Like, I don't love you any less for saying that. I appreciate you saying that to me because now I can make a choice for myself, you know, and like that I've attracted a man that is evolved enough to say that to me. So.
That's some super self-awareness because I just like, as you said that, I'm like, do I hurt people? The guy I'm talking to asked me like, how do you feel about me, you know, dealing with or talking to or being, you know, cool with and meeting up with like a friend who we may have had romantic history or we may have had like a hookup, but we're friends. And, you know, I don't want to care. I don't care. I don't have time to care about what you're doing over there. But like inevitably you start fucking somebody and you develop feelings and then you care because automatically your mind goes into a place of comparison. You know, what are you doing over there with that person? Are they like trying to get you back? Are you going to be tempted to do this? And I'm such a lover. I'd be loving so hard and wanting to attach and love people so hard. But as soon as all the other things come, I'm like, I don't want any of it. Go away. I don't want to like you. Don't like anyone. It's a fucking headache. But it's really, I know, but you have to like them and then not like, and not succumb to all this other stupid shit. And that's the stupid shit. Like, honestly, I don't give a fuck who you go hang out with. Be a grown up. I don't know. Like, tell me if it goes good. I don't want to be momming anybody. I don't want to tell you what to do. And I honestly don't want to be told what to do. Everybody knows, like, that's my biggest thing. Don't tell me what to do. But like, I guess generally in relationships, rules come up. But we've been reading The Ethical Slut. Which I'm an ethical slut. I'm working on the ethical, but it's definitely helping me understand just like the tools that we can use to better have these conversations and to like counteract these feelings of jealousy that don't serve us. You know, like my whole thing is just respect me and keep it real. You know, if you hurt people, let me know. If you be looking for love and all these other things, just let me know so I'm aware and I can make the decision. But, you know, the traditional way of how we go about things is just so, it's so counterproductive to your fucking mental health. Caring about what somebody else is doing all day and when they're not in your presence literally does not help your schedule or your mental health, because just like I said at the top of the episode, what I don't have control over, I have no, like, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, everybody does as their own person. And when they're away from you, you have no control over that. And what is really to gain from stressing about that? Absolutely fucking nothing. It's a waste of time. So it's just, I commend you, Erica, for keeping your head straight and your vagina clear and keeping your mind unclouded without the dicks, because Lord knows dicks confuse things. And honestly, recently I was with some, I was just amongst some guys, some good friends of mine, and, you know, all really good men, professional, you know, caring fathers, partners, and they're all telling me how they got side chicks. They all have side chicks, you know, they have main partners or people they live with or wives, but they're indulging in outside relationships. And it's just like, damn, I feel like a lot of the times in marriages, the women get the short end of the stick, because women get this this stigma that we can't handle honesty, that we're so jealous, that we're territorial. I mean, and really the truth is, let's be real, niggas be the most. But they just don't give us the opportunity to choose. And it's just like, I literally was like, I don't think I'm gonna get married. I don't want to be in a monogamous relationship where someone is leading me to believe we're in monogamy, but we're not. And you're seeking outside, really, like outside sex or like emotional support from someone else, because you can't share that with me. It's just like, what the fuck is the point of doing all this if that's what you plan on doing? How about just be honest with the fucking person you're with?
You know, the one thing they don't tell you before you become a mom is that after birth, your bladder's gonna be trash.
It's done.
I pee when I giggle every time.
Every time I sneeze, it's over.
And then they tell you, do Kegels. Like, anyone remembers to do Kegels?
Never.
Who has time? But now we got time.
We got time because we always got time for self-pleasure. So when you combine self-pleasure with also tightening your pelvic floor all at once, you can't beat that. The Intensity offers both internal and external vibration too, so you can actually experience mind-blowing pleasure while using the Intensity.
And right now, Intensity is offering our people a special code. That's right. If you go to Pour Moi right now, you get an additional $25 off Intensity with our checkout code GMBC.
You can use this code along with any code on their website. That's $25 off on all ongoing promotions when you go to pourmoi.com, that's P-O-U-R-M-O-I.com, and use promo code GMBC. These conversations that we're having right now were not conversations that were being had 17 years ago. Especially, they were probably teenagers when they hooked up. They've grown together. Like, it's really hard to, like, it's not impossible, but it's hard to have these conversations when you've already made these like set in stone agreements with one another, and this is who I am. But it's like, nigga, you're not who you were when you were 17. You're not who you were when you were 24. You're not who you were when you were 28. Like, these relationships and these structures for relationships keep us beholden to, like, change our minds about things. And it's just, it does everyone a disservice in the relationship. And I do believe that you can be in a relationship and have these set things, and then like, I believe that there's relationships that maybe started out really traditional that maybe are really untraditional now. Is that common? I feel like maybe not that common, but it is a possibility. And that's how you know you've really found your partner. That's how you know you've really found that person that you really fuck with, because they've allowed you to continue to grow, and they've grown with you, and they've grown without you. And that's really what it's about, is like growing. You being able to grow individually and then come together and like check in and make sure that there's still synergy there. That's what I want. It used to make me sad, even in the beginning of this podcast, or like while I've been exploring like what non-monogamy looks like for me, and like do I want to be married, or like do I want to be a wife, or blah, 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 that like ultimately, I know that people grow out of each other, right? And like, it doesn't always happen, but it does. And like, that's kind of sad. Like, that kind of kills the fairy tale of like, we're going to be together forever. But lately, I've kind of flipped that and I don't find it sad anymore. I find it kind of beautiful. Like, that like, I can share in these moments with someone and that like, maybe it's not forever, but like, that we were able to be present with one another and share in those times, and that there might be someone else out there that is more compatible for me in my future self. And that's exciting. You know, like I feel like there's something going on inside of my body that is really starting to like unravel this deep sense of like territorialness that I've had in relationships and expectation. And it doesn't feel painful to do because I guess I've been doing the work and I've been attracting these men that have kind of led me to this space. And I appreciate these men, all of them. Like, none of them have been perfect, but I'm not fucking perfect. But they've led me here and I'm happy. I mean, I talked about this on one of our calls in the Dick Talks, and we were talking about manifesting and like what we want to manifest. And I shared, and I'll share here, even though like I really only want to share with the tribe on Patreon, but I'll give you what my manifestation is. And I'm really like in a space of, I'm ready to manifest, you know, my next partner. And I say next because I don't know if it's the last. And, you know, I did that with Poetry Bay, and I got exactly what I asked for. I really did. I wasn't specific enough. And that's what I've realized. There were definitely some bullet points that needed to go underneath some of the things. And I want to encourage y'all to do the same. Like, make that list. Like, if you're in the space right now to start manifesting your partner, and this is the advice that my mom gave me, is be very specific, like super specific, and ask for every fucking little thing. Don't be like modest and like think, oh, that's too much. Like, I can't ask for a rich nigga and a big dick. Like, no, bitch. Yes, you can. And you should. And also make sure you put bullet points under the rich nigga. Make sure he's not a drug dealer, rapper, or any other of the other illegal activities. If you're like me, you dread looking at your credit card statement every month. I do not blame you. That's why I'm so happy I found Upstart. Upstart can lift that weight off your shoulders so that you can finally feel the relief of being free of credit card debt.
Ah, I can hear the sound of debt-freeness already. Upstart is the fast and easy way to pay off your debt with a personal loan all online. Whether it's paying off credit cards, consolidating high-interest debt, or funding personal expenses, over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple fixed monthly payment.
With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate upfront for loans between $1,000 to $50,000. Holla! Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to upstart.com/choices.
That's upstart.com/choices. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you.
Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/choices.
And under the big dick, that it works, that he wants to do sex, that he's sexual, and that it gets hard. Like, you have to get super specific. It's not just big girthy dick, has sex drive, gets hard. You know, you got to get super specific with all the things. Don't think for one second, because me and Erica are testament that if you're not specific, it will come just like you've listed it without the specifics. Okay. And you can't do nothing with a big non-sexual dick, okay? I also am trying to untangle my territorialness because I'm like free and open and I want to be able to do what I want to do and, you know, go do what you want to do. But I'm the primary partner, you know, like I'm number one. And don't for one second think that I'm not, and don't even put it that way. And also like, because there is openness where there's no hierarchy, but I'm finding, like, I don't know if I'm okay with this or not, but like, I want to be at the top of the hierarchy and then I'm fine with everything that happens underneath me. But I don't even know if that's like really living the ethical open life, because it's probably something within me that I have to check that makes me feel like I need to be put on this pedestal in order for you to explore openly.
You have to know too, like there's that pedestal, like that pedestal is dangerous up there, because if one leg just like knocks out, like the whole thing falls over, you know, like that's why the pedestal thing is like, it's, I feel like it's a slippery slope.
Wait, what do you mean if one leg falls out?
Like if one leg and that pedestal, what is a pedestal usually has about three legs. If one is out, the shit gonna fall over, bitch.
You're saying like, I won't be number one and then someone else will have to take like come and take my place.
I'm just saying that a man's attention, especially if you're going to allow him to go and be free, like you say, and you want to be the main one, you can't guarantee that you are you're going to get all of his attention all the time when you open up that door. Like, that's just not how the world works. That's not how life works. That's not how niggas work. You have to know that, like, even like, that's why, like, we need to have Bay on, because Bay Leche, like, you have to know that, like, there's going to be a newness when a man meets someone new. There's going to be something that you don't have that she has. And that's what attracted him to her, you know? And if you are going to really live this, like, open life, which for me, like, I don't necessarily want to live an open life. And that's what I've realized, too. Like, I do want partnership. I do want sacredness in my relationship. But I want constant communication with my partner. But is it okay if he falls in love with someone else, am I not going to be hurt? Of course I'm going to be hurt. Of course. But I can't. What am I supposed to do? I'm not about to make no nigga love me. That don't work. I try to do that already, bleaching my hair and doing all that dumb shit. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not. And like, I'm bomb. So I'll find someone else.
That's our struggle, to become ethically open and non-jealous. It's an everyday, battle to be a non-jealous individual and just to subscribe to free love. You know, there are risks that you take, and it's not even a risk. It's just letting life happen and being okay with it. And just understanding that, like, we are all in our journeys and we're all going to shift and evolve and love differently. And if I find you in the journey and it works, good. If you stay, good. If you keep going, cool.
It's just about working on yourself, and like, everything else will fall into place. You know, I was on The Shade Room, very classy news source, earlier today, and Plies, you know, Plies just be dropping the knowledges. He be knowing shit. I wish we could have Plies on the podcast. I would love to talk to him. But he posted this on, I guess it was Twitter, and he said, you done fixed your breasts, your ass, your stomach, your hair, your lashes, your nails, your lips, your knees, et cetera. And you wonder why you still ain't happy, because you ain't never fixed your soul.
Damn, Plies. I didn't know Plies was talking that shit.
And it goes both ways, because for niggas, like, niggas aren't usually fixing their bodies. They're usually trying to get to the bag, right? They feel like they're going to get to this bag and suddenly everything's going to fall into place. And I've seen it happen time and time again. It doesn't make you more happy. Like, it's just, it doesn't make you happier in relationships. Like, you getting all this work done, you're going to find your dream man and you're still going to be unhappy because you're not happy with yourself. All summer is dedicated to working on loving myself even more and manifesting, you know, my next partner. In whatever form that means.
Same. I'm with you, sis. I need to work on loving myself. And until I get there, like, I can start writing the list. But I realized that there's no time frame on partnership and on love. But that definitely will not manifest until I manifest that same energy for myself. You know, I rush into something last year during COVID, because that's what COVID did. But, you know, and it was a good thing. He was a good guy, but I wasn't ready. And that relationship shed a lot of light on that. And I'm happy. I'm happy to do the work. And I realized, like, I'm excited to do it, because the sooner I do it, the sooner I can manifest that partner and I can move on to healing some other shit and to growing in other ways. And like, even that much more closer to becoming like the best version of myself. So I am excited to take this summer to do those things with my bestie and to just focus on self and just not put pressure on the relationship part. Like, I'm not worried. I look good. I'm a cool ass bitch. And, you know, niggas will come.
Speaking of come, let's do a hori.
Horror stories.
I think it's time for a horror story. It's been a while.
We need to talk about it. We need to talk about sex.
I know we need to talk. We do need to talk about sex. And also, speaking of sex, just side note, you guys, I know you guys have seen me post this and we've been doing an ad with Dipsy. You guys, I fucking love Dipsy. This is not an ad. This is just like for real. Like Dipsy is my new shit. And it's like an erotic audible. It's like erotic audible stories. And I was listening to it the other day. There's this one called 5 Years. Go listen to 5 Years on Dipsy because the shit I was. It made me wet. It made me come because I was masturbating as I was listening to it. It was bomb. So if you guys are not some sex or just want to, you know, masturbate and need new content, definitely check out the Dipsy app. With our code, you get 30-day free trial. It's what is our code? GMBC. No, I think you have to click the link. I'm gonna put the link in the episode of this in the description of this episode. But it's bomb. And also Sharonis Jackson has like a little series on there. The guy, you know, the actor from Insecure, and he has a sexy deep voice. And I didn't realize that. Whatever. Basically, I had sex with Sharonis, sort of. Anyway, time for horror stories. He and this guy have been messing around since we were teens. He is a dom and would set tasks such as wear a plug to work, etc. One night, he told me to wear a plug and we met up. I did some food shopping first with it in, and then we drove around. He ripped my tights and played with me while I drove. We pull over in this industrial estate behind a shop. He plays with me. I give him head in the car. We get out and he tells me to bend over this metal box. I was too tight, so he took the plug out and put it in my mouth. First for me there, very glad I douched for the first time. Wow. I don't know if I would be able to put the plug in my mouth.
Don't double dip me. You gotta wipe it off. You gotta do something. But like the butt and the vagina and the mouth, we have to keep it separate. The vagina and the mouth, whatever. The ass is its own thing.
Okay, so he fucks my pussy, comes in my ass, and then puts the plug back in. Wow. As we leave, the alarm goes off and all the lights come on behind the shop. I'm a good girl.
Lies.
Bitch, you ain't nobody's good girl. You a liar. Bitch, goodbye. It'd be them good girls. It'd be the nastiest. I'm a good girl, so I panicked that I was caught. Also, in later conversation that night, he called me classy. That made me laugh, and I reminded him that he did just come in my ass in the alley. So how classy am I really?
I just want to be clear. You could be classy and get fucked in an alley in the ass and put the butt plug in your mouth. Classiness is not synonymous with your kinky sex life.
Amen. Amen. If you guys have any horries that you want to send in, please, 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 please do send them to info@goodmomsbadchoices.com. In the subject line, put horry or horror story, and we will gladly share them over the interwebs anonymously. Well, I love you, my love. I gotta go, though.
I love you, too. I know. I don't want to see you today.
I don't want to see you either.
I don't want to come to your house for like 5 days.
Don't come. All right, you guys. Well,
everybody have a wonderful week.
Make sure you go rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/goodmomsbadchoices to get all the inside scoop. And visit us on Instagram @goodmoms_badchoices.
And also make sure you check out our merch. We have some fire merch, you guys. We just dropped a new tank for the summer. And it says, Mama comes first. Because we do and we should. So go check that out. And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.